Track 2, A Miniature Hero. Ali Stern and her lovable Shetland pony, Jack Brock, bring cheer to care home residents across the county and have raised thousands of pounds for Dementia UK. Now he's set to win the hearts of many more as his adventures are immortalised in a new book written and gloriously illustrated by Ali.
Life could have taken a different turn for Ali Stern if one day back in 2008, on a walk, a little pony hadn't grabbed her attention when it popped its head over a gate to nibble at some blackberries. It was an autumn day. We lived in a beautiful valley in the North Cotswolds called Tally Ho, and I would often take to the country lanes en route to Stow-on-the-Wold, says Ali. A very timid young skewbald pony, with quite a long mane and tail covered in burrs, stood nervously at the gate, and I just had to stop and say hello. That was little Joe. As I approached, I could hear a rustle from behind the hedge, and a tubby little Shetland appeared, and that was Jack. Soon they were both licking and nibbling my hands, and I was totally smitten by them. It turned out that Jack's owner, Mark Brock, had rescued Jack and his mother, Maisie. Both were covered in lice, and Maisie was in foal again. Little Joe was born a few months later. Mark is a very kind, lovely man, and he knew of my family. He sold me Little Joe and gave me Jack. I organised passports and microchips for the ponies straight away, and officially named Joe Bellstone Little Joe, after the home we were living in at the time. And I called Jack, Jack Brock, so we always remember Mark. The ponies are now 18 and 19, and we still keep in touch with him. What Jack lacks in stature, he makes up for with his big, lovable personality, and he's become a bit of a star. He brightens the days of care home residents he visits. He's raised thousands of pounds for Dementia UK. A video of him on social media has been watched by 8 million people. And soon, he will be winning even more hearts as a children's book about him, written and illustrated by Ali, is published. Ali says that it was soon evident that Jack was full of character. He was very playful, and definitely the ringleader of the two ponies, she laughs. I moved the boys to the field behind our home in Tally Ho, and some villagers who loved to take their metal detectors in the field would tell me they had renamed the ponies Ronnie and Reggie because they kept stealing from their rucksacks and pockets. Jack's fame started to spread when Ali moved to South Norfolk to be with her now husband, Rupert. Joe was trained to be a riding pony, but Ali would take the pint-sized Jack out for walks along with her dog. One day, I went to lock up the house, but had left my mobile on the kitchen table. Instead of putting Jack away to get it, I decided to lead him into the house. He tentatively followed me in, sniffing a lot at the different smells, and I let him just settle a bit. All he wanted to do was investigate. He was soon swiping things off the worktops with his nose. He tugged on a tea towel that was hung on the old arga rail, then proceeded to our flip-lid bin and rubbed his nose on the lid, knowing there was some food in there. I brought him in again the following day when Rupert was having lunch to surprise him. Jack marched confidently in, expecting some of Rupert's sandwich. Jack would make kitchen appearances when friends came over for supper. One of our friends said Jack should carry the confetti when we get married. That stuck with me, and I thought perhaps I'd found a little job for cheeky Jack, says Ali. She advertised him as a confetti pony in the Eastern Daily Press's wedding supplement, and a nurse got in touch asking if Jack could visit a care home in Cromer so the residents could meet him. I shall never forget that first visit, says Ali. The joy in the residents' faces was priceless. The nurses particularly wanted Jack to visit Alma, who had worked with horses during the Second World War and had dementia. It was an incredibly emotional moment. When he sneezed, she registered he was there, and her reaction was amazing. The nurse's eyes filled with tears as Alma was so pleased to see Jack, as if she had known him her whole life. She even said a clear word, meadow. I realised then the power of animal therapy. I will never forget that moment, and I looked at my cheeky pony in a completely different light. Having heard about their voluntary visits to the care home in Cromer, the East of England Co-op made Ali and Jack their ambassadors for a year, including a donation to cover Ali's fuels costs, meaning that they could reach more care homes in the county. And when BBC Look East filmed them for their Facebook page visiting Wyndham's Dementia Cafe, the footage went viral and got an astonishing 8 million views. Ali's daughter, Bunny, was born in 2017. While she was pregnant, Ali attended a local NCT class, and one of her fellow mums-to-be was a successful author. Hearing Ali tell Jack's story, she said that she should write a book about him, and Ali admitted that she already had. My friend suggested I go on a short evening course in children's literature in Norwich, so I did. My head has always been filled with imagination, too often. I left school at 16 and went straight into the world of work, but I've always had a creative side like my sisters. Tilly, my older sister, studied art at the Charles Cecil School in Florence. And when I did the writing course, I also found myself picking up a pencil and drawing at home. Ali found another talent when she transformed the garden that she and Rupert inherited on their farm, and friends and family started to ask if she could help them too. When she fell pregnant with her second child, Albert, known as Bertie, 2 years later, she had to slow down, and in between looking after her daughter and their four-legged brigade, continued practicing her drawing. While it was a time of great joy, there was also sorrow. Sadly, my darling sister, Tilly, struggled with her mental health for many years. To feel powerless at times when you can't seem to help the one person you love unconditionally is very painful, and you carry the weight of their troubles on your shoulders, says Ali. I found the visits to care homes with Jack so uplifting, and the fact I could help others in some way in turn helped me as well. Jack was my therapy too. As she explains, horses have played a huge part in their family's life. Tilly and I shared the same charismatic father. Our parents separated and divorced when we were very young, and mother then married former jockey Bob Champion when I was 3 years old and Tilly was four. Bob and our mother, Darcy, then had our little sister, Henrietta, together. We all grew up on a racing yard in Newmarket, riding our ponies across the Newmarket Gallops. Bob famously won the Grand National while recovering from cancer, and the story was turned into a film in which he was played by John Hurt. It was a fantastic childhood, making dens by the old muck heap, climbing trees and pretending to be cowboys and Indians on our ponies. We were so blessed, says Ali. After 12 years, Bob and my mother divorced, and in 2000, mine and Tilly's father passed away. Animals are always the best distraction. In 2018, Bob asked Tilly if she would like to paint the charity Christmas card for the Bob Champion Trust that year. A week or so before the looming deadline, in a dreadful muddle, she just couldn't finish it or cope, and asked me to have a go so we didn't let anyone down, says Ali. I was an amateur artist compared to Tilly, but did my best at the time with her help over the phone. She lived in Devon, which is a long way from Norfolk. I just about managed to paint a snow scene of Shetlands cantering with two children on board. The trust accepted the card, and they sold 5,500 packs of 10. Buoyed by its success, Ali learned watercolour techniques from an art teacher in Norwich, and the following year she painted Jack's first charity Christmas card, which was stocked by Gerald's, with some of the profits going to dementia charities. Ali and Jack opened a Just Giving page for Dementia UK, and a sponsored walk at Kimberley Hall raised £12,000. They have now raised nearly £30,000, have visited Downing Street and the House of Commons, and Jack was named the EDP's Animal Hero of the Year in 2022. The ceremony was held in Norwich Cathedral, and Jack walked down the aisle to collect his prize. He then stood on stage with me while I made our acceptance speech. It was such a proud moment. And during COVID, Jack and Ali continued to visit care homes so that residents could see him from their windows and received a thank you letter from the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk. Ali still dreamed of writing and illustrating a book about Jack and, encouraged by independent Norwich bookshop Book Bugs and Dragon Tales, Ali approached a publisher to see if they'd be interested in it. At first they said no, says Ali. But having looked into Jack and I and loving my illustrations, they suggested that I wrote about what Jack and I actually do rather than a made-up story. So I included Alma and snippets of so many people that Jack and I had met visiting care homes, including Irene and her love for Blossom, the shire horse she looked after during her Land Army days, with some of Jack's naughty antics thrown in too. Sadly, Ali lost her sister, Tilly, last summer. Darling Tilly knew about the book, and was so proud of everything I had done with Jack. My mother and sisters have always been my biggest cheerleaders, along with the children, says Ali. But working on the book was cathartic. 37 illustrations later, very often Ali was sat painting with her two little dogs curled up beneath her feet in the early hours, and soon youngsters everywhere will be enthralled by the tiny pony with a big personality. This year has been a whirlwind and full of such adventures, says Ali. Jack and I appeared on Love Your Weekend with Alan Titchmarsh, BBC Morning Live, and Blenheim Palace set up a trail to find Jack Brock in their walled gardens. So Jack, the children and I headed off to the Cotswolds for May half term. It was magical. Our days in between are spent on the farm at home. Jack is often inside the kitchen, sharing tea parties with the children, hanging out with me in the garden, and we still go for long walks with the dogs on the farm. Little Joe shares a barn with Jack, and they are still like Ronnie and Reggie, stealing pony nuts from my old coat pocket. I often wonder, what if Little Joe didn't have his head at the gate that day I drove down the country lane? Would I ever have met the ponies? And what if Tilly hadn't encouraged me to paint the Bob Champion charity Christmas card? Would I ever have pushed myself to paint? Who knows? Said Allie.